Tired and sweaty, Jack and Annie carried their heavy baskets back to the caravan leader. He was boiling water over a fire of twigs. "All very good," he said. "Thank you, Jack and Annie."
"You're welcome," said Annie. "What else can we do for you?"
"You should rest from the heat now," said the man. "Would you like to sit and have tea with us?"
"Sure," said Annie. "By the way, what's your name?"
"My name is very long," the man said with a smile. "You may call me Mamoon." While their camels grazed, Mamoon and his men sat on a woolen rug spread over the grass. They shared dates and tea with Jack and Annie. The dark, plump fruit was sweet and chewy. The tea was strong but good. In the fiery red glow of the setting sun, Jack watched the grazing camels. He thought the humped animals looked really funny. They had knobby knees, big clumsy feet, and little ears that twitched. Some camels smacked their droopy lips as they drank water. Others gobbled down whole branches of thorn bushes without chewing.
"Don't the thorns hurt the camels' throats?" Jack asked Mamoon.
"No," said the caravan leader. "Their mouths are very tough. They can eat anything, sticks, bones.
Even our tents and saddlebags if we let them," said a young camel rider.
Annie and Jack laughed.
"What's in your saddlebags?" Annie asked.
"Our bags are filled with goods from Greece, Turkey, and Syria," said Mamoon. "We have many things, jewels, beads, and precious spices such as cinnamon, pepper, and vanilla. We are taking everything to Baghdad to sell."
"We have to get to Baghdad, too," said Annie. "We have to meet with the caliph."
The camel riders chuckled as if they thought Annie was making a joke. Only Mamoon did not laugh.
"Your family is to meet with the caliph?" he said.
"No," said Annie. "Just Jack and me. We have to help him spread wisdom to the world."
"Annie," warned Jack.
The camel riders laughed loudly.
"What's so funny?" Annie asked.
"The caliph does not meet with children," said a young man. "He is the most powerful and important person in the world."
"Oh,"
said Annie, frowning. The news worried Jack, too. Mamoon looked at Annie and Jack with a curious expression.
"Night will soon be upon us. Since your family has not yet returned, would you like to travel with us to Baghdad?" he said. "You have journeyed by camel this far. I trust you can ride camels the rest of the way."
"Sure we can," said Annie. "We love camels."
"We do?" thought Jack. "Good. We love our ships of the desert, too," said Mamoon. "We will set sail on them soon."
"So that's what ships of the desert are," Annie whispered to Jack.
"Camels," thought Jack. "Oh, brother."